Welcome to the TSF podcast. Today we will be going over three stories. I'm going to hand it over to Loki to introduce our first guest, Lotus Pickering.
Welcome, Lotus. Tell us about Creepyville.
So, it all started when me and my friend wanted to sneak out. My friend's called Mia, so we got dressed in black clothes and we snuck out of the house. It was about 11 o'clock at night. By the time we got to the gorge, it was like 12:30. And we walked across the swingy bridge. Across the swingy bridge and started walking the track from the swingy bridge to the main area with the pool. As we were walking, we were talking about how we were probably going to go swimming in the gorge. And then we thought we heard something. Will you shut up?
No, it's not.
You can crop it out. We thought we heard something. We thought we heard someone say something in the bushes next to us, but we assumed it was an animal because it was late at night. When we got back outside into the main area, you guys need to shut up. We were about to go swimming when this old creepy dude said, "Howdy." Guys, shut up. No, do not keep this in the podcast. Stop laughing.
How many will stop? You can't even hear it through the mic.
Yes, you can.
You can't.
When this old creepy dude said, "Howdy," Mia turned around and started running, but I stopped because I was going to talk to this dude. I said, "Hello, you scared me." And then he said that I needed to go home because it was dangerous around here, and I said, "Why?" And he said, "Because there's a creepy dude called Bill, and him and his boss joke around that this dude's name is Creepy Bill." I asked why Bill was creepy, and he said that because he never talks to anyone, he just wanders around all night around the gorge. He said that this morning someone was assaulted near Creepy Bill's house, because Creepy Bill lives near the gorge. And then the dude told me to go home, and so I started leaving. But before I... Shut up! But before I left, I asked him when he last saw Creepy Bill. The dude said that he saw Creepy Bill last walking up the track that we were just on, which means that Creepy Bill was the person that had said something in the bush next to us. We started running home, but when I got to the steps, I was getting hot, so I took my jumper off. And I left my pocket knife on the rock. I only noticed 15 minutes later, but we didn't want to go back to get it. The next morning, we went down at 5 o'clock in the morning to get the knife, but it wasn't there. So we retraced our steps back to where the dude was sitting. And there was my knife open. There was no blood. With blood all over it.
You're giggling and stuff. Like, what are you telling me?
No, you can't.
I just
want to mark
that.
Oh, yeah, we got one. It's a cable.
Cool.
Yeah. There you go. It's smelling it.
Oh,
it's a battery. It's
Patrick's
you, mate.
What is that?
Like he's trying to hotbox. It's
battery.
Oh, you've
got like 10 more minutes to get it done, right?
Guys, it's so gay.
We're done. Do you have any more notes about the story?
So, Lotus, you say you wear black, which, like, normally means depression. Are you okay, and why did you wear black?
Okay, well, firstly, I don't normally wear black, but I was wearing black tonight because we wanted to blend in with the darkness because there are sometimes creeps at the gorge.
Creepy Bill!